Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Welcome back to the podcast, and today I am continuing what has become a little bit of an unofficial series. I love to come on and share these really, really how-to kind of episodes. I love to share these really theory-based episodes where it's all about like how you can apply this or dig into this area of life and manifesting in a particular area of your life. But something that I think is so underrated is hearing manifestation stories that have actually happened from somebody who's actually manifested something and hearing the actual shit that goes down, like actually how it happens, actually the twists and turns along the way, the things that had to shift, the lessons, all of that I think is so invaluable. And personally for me, that shit gets me going. That shit revs me up and makes me feel like, oh my God, yes. Like, it's not just me. It gives me this whole different perspective when I can see the messy parts of what goes on in other people's manifestations. And it just gives me that fire in my belly. So I wanted to come on and share with you how I manifested a recent big manifestation, which was to do an interview with a large brand in the UK. So I had, in 2023... made my vision board in January whilst living in Trinidad before we moved to Tobago and before I started kind of spending half my time here in the UK and having this more nomad, go where I want, when I want lifestyle. I was fully living in Trinidad at the time. And most of my vision board manifested by the end of 2023, which was amazing. Every kind of thing that I'd put on there, I'd put some words on there to show what each picture represented for me, had manifested, and it felt super cool. It felt like one of those years where like things were really speeding up, like the skills be skilling, like the manifestation powers refining. It felt so good. And there was something that I put on my vision board that I got to the end of 2023 and it had not manifested, but it has now. So that, let that be lesson one about not restricting your manifestation to a timeline. So what this was on my vision board was a combination of pictures. There was a picture of like a film set. So these two giant soft boxes and this like pink soft lighting, like a set where you will film something. There was a picture of a girl holding a microphone with some branding on the microphone, and she was doing some form of like public speaking or presenting. And there was a picture of some, I don't even know what these things are called. They're like the boards that you like, the film reel boards, the blackboard thing that has a little choppy bit that you go like, action. So there was one of those as well. You can see I'm clearly very professional in this area and I clearly know what I'm talking about. Not. But yeah, all of that was on my vision board. So essentially what that represented to me was I wanted to get out there. I wanted to do talks, I wanted to do speeches, I wanted to collaborate with brands, I wanted to do filming. I kind of had this like vision of like TV, but didn't necessarily mean like television, but like something visually filmed that's not just within my own Instagram bubble. I feel like that's something I really enjoy, is actually naturally being on camera, like not in a way that I have to act, but in a way I can be myself. The more I've been able to shed old wounds, old imposter syndrome, old fear of judgment, the more I can be myself, the more I enjoy that. So I really, really wanted to do this, expand my impact, get out there on a wider scale. So I had put all of this on my vision board. And I want to share the story of how it has happened that that came to life. And I got to do this major interview where it was all filmed and then shared on social media. It was like a podcast style interview where there's a long form version and then a short form Instagram clip version. And I got to do it with a leading brand in the UK who has like 10 million followers. So I got to really do something that was impacting people who I don't even know, like people who don't even know who I am would get to see my work. And that's something that really, really inspired me when I connected back to my purpose before making this vision board in 2023, was this idea of like, why do I do this? Like, forget about number of followers, forget about how much money you make, forget about how many clients you work with. Like, why do I do this deep down? If you did my Manifest Magic Bootcamp in 2023, you'll have gone through this process of like, weed out all the fear-based manifestations. What's truly underneath? It's impact. I really wanted to impact people. I want to share this work because it changed my life. It changed a lot of people's life who I've shared it with, and I want it to change more lives. Like, I genuinely think the world would be a better place if more people used these things and lived this way and inherited this paradigm. So it was a part of my bigger purpose just to get my work out there beyond the scope of my Instagram, my TikTok, my podcast, my email list. So I'm sharing the story of how this happened with you because I want it to do one of two things. Either get you to be like, okay, do you know what? You've lit a fire under my ass. I need to give myself a little bit of tough love and I need to go and make these shifts, make these steps that I know I need to take because that will make me an embodiment of it. I'm holding back. I'm not fully going for it. And this will either inspire you to be like, okay, I need to give myself a little bit of tough love and go do it. Or hopefully it will inspire you to give yourself a bit of soft love and to be like, okay, do you know what? Yeah, I've been doing all the things, I've been doing everything and I feel really demotivated. Like, it's not coming, it's not going to happen. But now through hearing this story, I know I can see how my manifestations can be right around the corner and I just need to open up to receive. I just need to trust, wait, not be so hard on myself, not think that I need to, you know, I need to become something different, but just trust the process. Keep being me and it's going to come. Both of these opposite things are within this story. So I hope that it's going to do that for you when I share with you how this happened. Okay. So you know, when I tell a story, we may go off on a million tangents, but I have made notes on my phone to try and stick to a nice straight story. But it is, to me, a very fun story. When I've shared it with people, they're just like, oh my God, I love this. So let's get in. 2023, I've made this vision board, softbox, TV set, somebody being interviewed is all on the vision board. And even when I did this, and when I made this vision board in the beginning of 2023, I wasn't sure how this was going to happen. I was like, I'm living abroad in a small, small island on the opposite side of the world. So how is this going to happen for me? Especially when at that time, I didn't have plans to be back in the UK permanently or really at all. I only had plans to do like short visits. So I thought probably I'd maybe stay a month or so. I didn't have this plan that I have now of kind of going back and forth. So I was like, how's this going to happen? And at one point throughout the year, I think it was probably February or March, I started to get FOMO and I started to be like seeing other people getting opportunities to work with brands and to collaborate and to do these cool things. And I started to get FOMO because I was like, how's that going to happen for me when I'm on the other side of the world, all these things that are happening in London, like I'm not going to get selected. I'm not going to get chosen because I'm not there anymore. I don't live there anymore. And I started to get this FOMO. But then what I did was come back to my center, come back to the basics of manifestation and be like, okay, so I have a reason in my head why what I desire cannot manifest. So I need to look at that And instead of being like, this is the truth, I need to say, how can I choose a different story? Our beliefs, as you know, they form our paradigm, and then we will always create a reality that backs that up. That's on the behavioral side of things. But if you want to go into quantum physics, our life will always back that up because our reality is being interpreted through that lens. We're attracting likeness to our beliefs because of the frequency of our beliefs. So I felt the resistance. I felt these limiting beliefs that you may be feeling about your manifestations right now. And this idea that, but it can't happen for me because of these very real circumstances in the physical world. It's very real, it's very logical, it's very true that I am a million miles away. Okay, not a million, but many miles away, living in a different country. So nobody's going to reach out to me to do these kind of collaborations. Well, the first part is a fact. I am far away. I was far away. I was on the other side of the world. But what I made that mean was I'm not going to get these opportunities. So the first thing I did was come back to the basics of manifestation and identify the resistance and then tackle the resistance. So what I did was do the work to heal that belief, to reframe that belief, to shift that belief by looking at it, not by making it the truth, but by deciding, is this story going to serve me? No. Okay, so I'm going to rewire it. So I rewired it and I came up with a new affirmation as a part of that process, which was, my dream opportunities find me no matter where I am in the world. This is an affirmation that I started saying daily somewhere around March 2023 because I recognize the resistance. Nothing had changed in my outer world. No opportunity had come to me, but I recognized that my brain was coming up with a reason why it wasn't. And I decided I get to be the creator of my reality. So I recognize this belief. We wipe it away. We clear it using my process and we reinstate a new belief. So I reinstated this new belief. Then loads of crazy stuff happens, as you know, from hopefully the other episodes in this podcast where I explain, sorry, Mike, where I explain the journey of what happened to us in Trinidad and the scam and all of this. So I've been getting to the point where I'm getting a little bit frustrated living, yes, in a beautiful country on the other side of the world that's hot and beautiful, but I'm basically living between like four walls. Like, I'm in the house all day, every day. I can't really go out without Kes for a couple of reasons. One, safety reasons. We weren't living in an area that's particularly safe, especially somebody who doesn't really know the area, know the people, and isn't really part of that community. Two, it's not super pedestrianized where we're living. It's not really culturally a thing where people go out and just walk and you walk down to a coffee shop. There wasn't anything really around within walking distance. There wasn't any pavements or anything like this. So it's just different way of life, but also there's multiple reasons there. And I started to get sick of this. Like, at first it was all exciting. I didn't even care about that. It was just like, oh my God, I'm on the opposite side of the world. Oh my God, I'm in a different country. Oh my God, I've just moved in with my boyfriend. We're living together. None of the other stuff really bothered me at first. But by this point, it'd been almost 6 months since I'd been doing this and living this life. And I'd started to be like, actually, like, I miss my freedom. I miss my independence. I miss my old life. My mom and dad had come to visit and it was just kind of a reminder of like a burst of the bubble a little bit and a reminder of what, you know, life could be and what I missed. So I start to get this feeling that, you know, I don't think I can stay here very long. And when thinking about what to do, it was really, really difficult. It was like an assignment. Like, I was like, I love my partner. I love my boyfriend. I love Kes. I love living with Kes. Like, it had been an amazing transition living together. It was something that I was like really happy that we were doing. But I was so torn because I was like, I don't want to live here anymore under this lifestyle. And I can't see a way out. Like, living in Trinidad, this is how it's going to be. This is the home that we're living in. I can't see a way that we could just move somewhere that's like, I imagine myself being by the beach and, you know, walking along the beach in the mornings and having flexibility to walk around on my own and being in a place where I felt really safe. And I couldn't envision how we could just pick up and move somewhere like that. Kez was starting to rebuild his business and he was doing quite well in Trinidad, getting a lot of opportunities. So I couldn't see any way, but I knew that this isn't working for me. So I started to get really upset because I kind of felt like I had this choice between staying in a place that where I'm unhappy and it's not serving me, or giving up my relationship. I felt like I don't want to be on the other side of the world from my boyfriend. I don't want to do long distance. I just don't want, like, I feel like I can have one or the other and not both, because I thought I'm going to move home permanently and just come and visit him for like 2 weeks every 6 months or something. So I think I'm going to move home. And then I'm like, it felt like I had to make a choice between my freedom and being in a place where I could get these opportunities that I wanted to manifest. Being on TV would be something that I wouldn't really be able to manifest there, I thought. And doing interviews with brands and public speaking, all of those opportunities to me, it seemed, were in London. So I was like, I either choose between moving home and doing all of that and establishing all of that, but leaving behind my boyfriend. I didn't think we'd necessarily be able to make it work. I thought we might break up, or stay and be unhappy and give up all those opportunities, but get to keep my relationship. That's how it felt to me. But then we move with what life brings. And this is the second lesson I want to share, is to detach the how. Our brain thinks that we know exactly how it's going to happen. And in my brain, it was like, okay, if I want all that to happen, I need to move home and live in the UK permanently. I thought I knew how to make this happen. I thought it was, I have to give up this or have this, and I was stuck and I didn't know what to do. But if you let go and let the space in between just be, we're often on a timeline as well. It's like, well, I need to make a decision. I need to know now. What if you just let go and wait to see what life brings? Because that's what happened, is I kind of was just sitting on this and being like, okay, we'll just wait and see what happens. I'm going to feel into this decision a little bit more. And then bam, the opportunity arises and we end up moving to Tobago, which was amazing because it fulfilled so many of those things. I did live right on the beach. We do live right on the beach. But also because we're living in a resort, it's literally that thing of like, I wanted space to roam around. And like, a resort is like having that life of like, oh, there's a coffee shop just there. Oh, there's a place I can go here. Like, we've got our own house, our own little apartment or room, hotel room, that's a bit like a mini apartment. And then we've got the beach. They can walk down to the beach. And then we've got, you can walk up to the pool area. And then it's got multiple bars where you can go and sit within the resort, like being in a coffee shop. It was just magic. It manifested. So one, I got that dream. But two, it was a lifestyle where I felt like, okay, I don't have to move home to be happy. Like, I could be happy here. Yes, I might want to still go back and forth. Like, I can't imagine myself living there all the time. Like, I do like the city life. I do want a bit more than just living in a hotel all the time. Felt like it would be a bit restrictive. But I was like, this is perfect. I can be there and live my best life and have all these things that I want. And then I can go home and have a combination of what I want at home. And because we're saving money by living there, I feel like I can definitely like justify to myself spending money on going back and forth with flights. And I also don't feel bad about leaving Kes here because he's not in this shitty situation in this shitty house in Trinidad anymore. Like, not, it wasn't a shitty house, to be fair. It was actually a very nice house, but it was representative of a shitty thing because we didn't choose it. We got put there by the person who betrayed us. So it wasn't necessarily that much of a happy place for us. Instead, I can leave him in this resort where he's basically living with, you know, his colleagues and his friends, and his sister even works there. And it's like, it's a sense of community that we didn't have in the other place. So everything just aligned that I'm like, okay, I can go back and forth. I can be in the UK at different times. So we're living there. I'm going back and forth. So I come home in the summer. I spend 3 months in the UK doing things, socializing, getting to live the best of both worlds. I go back. When I go back, I have decided, because I started my neuroscience course and studying a professional diploma in neuroscience while I was here, I'd invested my money in that. And that was my big investment. And I said to myself, okay, we are not doing any more coaching. We're not doing any more investing because you've invested in this neuroscience course. That's it for now. When that's done, you know, we'll see, but this is it for now. And then I'm back into Tobago. and I start feeling the pull. A coach that I really like and I've worked with before, she starts posting these things about this program that she's doing, this mastermind, and I just keep feeling the pull. But I'm like, no, we've decided we're not going to do any of this now. Like, no more coaching. I've got my neuroscience course. So I leave it. I put it to the side. And I'm doing so much inner work and I'm doing so much of my reflecting, and the inner work always informs the action. When you do the inner work, it unveils things. It shifts the lens through which you're looking at life, and you draw attention to the inner shifts that need to happen. For example, this is the gap between what I want and what and where I am now. Like, I need to embody more of this. I need to embody more of that. Then our brain, because we've identified that, is now looking for opportunities to do that. So where you would previously miss something and you would miss an opportunity, or you would not do the thing that you need to do to manifest, now your attention's looking for it. So you're behaving in a different way. You're behaving in a way that's aligned because it's on top of mind. Your unconscious mind is filtering it in so that you can actually identify how you need to be. So I'm seeing this opportunity in this mastermind and I'm like, no, we said we're not going to do any coaching. But it just keeps pulling me. One of the things I identified in my inner work was like, okay, where's the gap between where I am now and my next level of impact, my next level of income, and my next level of clients? And it was very clear to me. It came to me extremely clearly. And then I was listening to a podcast and the guy said the exact same words. Value your value. It was, I need to value my value more. It was that, okay, I've spent a long time like refining my value, recognizing it, but I need to value it even more. It's this thing of like, we always think we need more qualifications, more things. I'm the one who can be like that all the time. But actually it was like, I have what I need. I'm already getting my clients amazing results. I'm already doing the thing that is my natural zone of genius. So what I need to do is value that more, because then one, I will talk about it more. I will sell it more. I will charge what I'm worth. I will show up with that unapologetic confidence that I know what I have is amazing, that will magnetize my dreamy opportunities, my dreamy clients, and so on and so forth. So I heard these words on, I wrote these words in my journal. Then I was listening to a podcast in the shower and he said, value your value. And I was like, oh my God. Yes, that's like exactly what I was noticing in my journaling. So I like write down like, what do I need to do to get from here to my next level manifestation? Like, what are the energetic things? What are the strategy things? And one of the main ones was value my value. Then this coach that I've been following and that I've noticed her program, I'm feeling the pull, but I'm like, nope, we said we weren't going to do it. She puts up a story, I swear to you, the next morning, and talking all about this program, and she used the words value your value and how that's one of the things that we will do together. And I was just like, oh my God. And I remember messaging her and being like, oh my God, yesterday I literally said that that was my focus for the next few months. And I've been feeling the pull to your program and I don't tell you any of this. And I just wake up and I see you say this. What the hell? I was like, that is so crazy. I was like, definitely feeling the pull, but I can't afford it at the moment. I said that. And I was like, but that's really funny. And that was it. So I genuinely was like, oh, that's so funny. The universe is like bringing this up everywhere, which you know it does when it's trying to show you something. But in my head, I was so stuck on like, no, but we can't afford it. We've said this. But then as time went on, I just kept feeling the pull. So I started sitting on it, meditating on it, really grounding into my human design authority on what's right for me. And all signs kept pointing to it. It was about £1,000 investment. And I had said, we cannot do this at the minute. It doesn't fit with everything that I've already invested in. And so I was like, okay, what do we do? It was such a balance of the logical and the intuitive. And you know, I love to bridge that gap. So I was like, it's true. You do need to have financial boundaries. You do need to have budgets. And you do need to have, you know, some element of strategy with your finances. But you also do need to have intuition. And you need to trust the pull. And you need to listen to what your body's trying to say to you. So I was very torn. So what I started doing, because in my head, I had this belief, was that I can't afford it. So I started asking myself, okay, is that true? if it is true and I really can't afford it, then I'm not going to invest. But I was like, but is it true? Because it's a belief. So I started meditating and asking myself, instead of I can't afford this, I meditated and I asked myself, how can I afford this? How can I afford this? And it came to me so clearly, a pot that I have, an account that I have, where I had money in there, way over the amount. But I hadn't thought of using that money. And it wasn't set aside for something in particular. It was just money that I hadn't thought I was going to touch. It wasn't my savings account, but it was just money that I'd kind of set aside. So then I'm like, oh my God, I could use that. Like, this is an investment. That's not money I've set myself a strong boundary of I can't touch. It's just money I've left unassigned, if you like. So I was like, could I? And I decided to sit with my emotional authority, which is my human design, which means give it a little bit of time to anchor in and make sure I go through emotional waves and I'm not making a decision from the wrong place for me. So I sat on that. And again, every time I checked in, it was yes, 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 I want to do this. So I reached back out to her. I asked for the link. Having messaged her 3 days before and said, I can't afford it, I reached out and I paid in full about 2 days before the container began. It was this moment of radically trusting the pool. It was thinking of where I wanted to go. And this version of me that I envisioned was speaking on stages, doing paid interviews, doing podcasts with all these different podcasts, getting myself out there and doing these opportunities that I really dreamt of doing. And when I asked myself, would she do this? Although my logical mind was like, oh my God, no, scary investment. We've already made investments. It doesn't make logical sense. Intuitively, it felt right. My sacral was saying yes to this. It made sense. The same words that I was like, I need to work on were coming up. So I invested in it. Then we're doing this coaching. I've taken the crazy action and I'd already rebranded in my own time to the candy store for your manifestations. And I'd put everything together, like all of the parts of me, my multi-passionate nature. And I'd finally allowed myself to truly step into that. And I reflected that in my branding. So it was already the candy store for your manifestations. And I remember just in our first coaching call, all it was like untangling. She was just helping me untangle. I would just say blah, 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 blah to her, unload all of my million ideas that are a hot mess in my head. And she'd be able to pick out what I was saying so clearly. And this is why I value coaching so, so much. She's amazing. But she was just mirroring back what I was saying. And I value that so much, this untangling. And in the first call, I already felt like, oh my God, I have so much more clarity. Like, I remember she was looking at my Instagram and she was like, I love that you call yourself the candy store for your manifestations. I love that. Like, yes, I can totally see that. And as she was saying it, it was like, oh yeah. Like, just she was picking out the things that were different about me, that were special about me. And we often can't see those things until we're guided to see them or until someone mirrors them back to us because we're so close to those things. So through doing that, and I remember in our first call, I was launching Best Year Ever, and I suddenly saw it so clearly of how it was going to be and how it was going to be like the candy store for your manifestations. And it's the journey of your all in, and you can pick a mix, all of your manifestations, your relationships, money, dream business, your self-love, your self-image. It all became clear that, yeah, I'm really onto something. And I started running with this candy store brand of my business. And through this coaching and this untangling, the mastermind that I was in, it got me to see my method and my candy manifesting method. And it was through all of this that I started to, through this time of having every single week we had coaching calls, and it was helping me so much to just untangle my brain, to pick out these things and essentially to do what it said on the tin, to value my value. So this is when I really started running with my candy manifesting method, making content on it, positioning myself essentially as the expert by honing in on my unique way of doing things, my own method, not just brushing over that stuff anymore, but really having the confidence to be like, yeah, like I actually do have my own system. I have my own method that I teach, that I use in all my courses and programs. And now I'm finally valuing that. Exactly what it said on the tin. So I started showing up with this new level of confidence, but I also started showing up, establishing those things, talking about my methods, talking about what makes me different. It made me see myself as the authority. So then I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling glad that I did this. Things are starting to unfold. And within a month, 1 month of signing up to that, when I said I couldn't afford it, I fill the pool to something else. And I'm like getting mad at my sacral. I'm like, no, we're not filling the pool to anything else. We've invested when we said we were done investing. And then we've gone and invested £1,000 when we said we were done. Not like a small little mini course. Like we've done 3 months of coaching. We're not investing in anything else. And bear in mind, I'm only like 2 or 3 weeks into this program at this time. So I'm like, I don't need something else. I've already got something. But the pool be pulling. I just keep feeling the pool. And I'm like, what is going on here? And again, I do all the same things. I'm like, no, I can't do it. It doesn't make sense. I can't do it. And then I was like, but maybe I could. And I was like, no, we're not doing it. And I just sit on it. And again, the signs keep coming. Like I can just feel that I can't stop looking at this new coaching investment. It was like a year of coaching, somebody else. And I'm like, no, we don't need to go from one thing to another. And like logically my head is saying no, but my sacral is saying yes, yes, yes. The night that I was thinking of signing up, I then decided, no, I'm not signing up. And then I sit on it for 2 days and then I'm like, I need to do this. I feel the pull. And again, it was like this version of me who has what I want and who's doing all these things, like, would she do this? And I was like, yeah, like, it doesn't make any logical sense, but it feels so deeply right. So then here comes the masculine energy. That was the feminine. I was like, I need to do this. In the past, I would just jump and just do something with no thought. I gave it the thought. I was like, okay, logically, I'm scared. I can't see the math yet. I can't see how the math is mathing, but I feel I need to do this. So I sat down, I made a spreadsheet of my expenses for the next 4 or 5 months and working out exactly how I could afford this. Again, what would need to change? What would need to shift? How can I make it work? Again, how can I make it work? So I took that intuitive sense of you need to do this, but I backed it up with the masculine energy. And that is so key in your manifestations to, yes, take the crazy action, take the bold action. And that's what's got me here, is trusting myself to do that. But also balancing it, making yourself feel supported by creating the structure to help you do that. Like, look at your finances. If you feel you really want to do something, take that leap. But yes, also look at what can I do to make this work? How can I afford this? How can I make this possible for me? I know deep inside that I'm pulled to do it. So I'm going to find a way. But just by asking myself, how can I make this possible? What needs to shift? What do I need to do or not do to afford this? Your unconscious mind, you're asking your unconscious mind to find the solution. And that's what happened for me both times, was I found the solution when I didn't think it was going to be possible, through just a simple reframe, asking your brain the right questions. So I sign up, I make this investment, and this investment is 7 times the price of the investment that I made just a month before for this program, where I said I couldn't afford it, then signed up to it 3 days later. And then a month later, I'm making 7 times the investment that I said I couldn't even afford in the first place. It didn't make any sense. But again, I found how it was possible. I wasn't just out here making wild decisions and having no idea how I'm going to pay it and just planning to just fall off my payments. I found a way to make it possible by asking my brain that question. So then I'm like, oh my God, what have I just done? It's December 22nd. Like, it's the end of the year. I'm kind of off work, really. Like, I'm spending time. We've got the kids over for Christmas. We're having like a really good time. And I've made this huge investment, like in the middle of like a real downtime, like a time when I'm not really selling and whatever. And of course, as the universe would have it, a juicy sale came in like the next day, which was random. But I've made this big leap. And it was scary. It was really scary. But essentially what I've done, what I had done, was made a power move. I was so, you know, committed to my inner work and making all these shifts and things. But I now had skin in the game. Like, I've invested something material and tangible. Money is something that is like, you know, it's our physical resource in the physical world. I wasn't just making energetic shifts. And it's not really about the money. It's about what it represents. To me, that's a commitment. I made a commitment in the physical world. Alongside the things that I'm shifting internally, I actually took a power move, two power moves, in the real world. And what happens is we have this feedback loop. We have this inner shift. So we start to think differently. And then this is what has always happened to me. We think differently. When we act differently, or when we make an action that backs up our new belief, we cement it. The neural pathway in our brain strengthens because it has evidence. So it's amazing to instill these new beliefs. But when you act in alignment with that belief, and that doesn't have to be investing, it can be anything. If you say you're going to be this type of person, then you do something where you are that type of person. Even if it's an action that has nothing to do with money or anything like that, it doesn't matter. You have reinforced that belief and you've started to cement that neural pathway. You've made a powerful integration of that belief because it's no longer something that just exists here. It exists in the physical world. And that's what happened. That's what I did with these two power moves. It was balancing the kind of up in the air identity stuff. These inner shifts of who I need to be and what beliefs I will now have and how I see myself, the identity of valuing my value, with a nitty gritty action in the real world. Because saying I need to value myself, I need to love myself, it's quite nice, it's comfortable, it feels, you know, oh, it's like soft love. Oh, sorry, again to my mic. It's like a soft love. Taking an action where you're investing seven times what you were comfortable with, I'm doing all that inner identity work and being nice to myself and kind to myself and valuing myself, it was balancing that with the, oh shit, I'm making a move that scares the fuck out of me, to be honest. I'm making a move that makes me feel sick. I'm making a move where I'm really scared, where I'm giving up something, essentially giving up, you know, my resources. I'm putting my skin in the game. Balancing both of those things, I truly think, is a huge part of what happened next and the magic that manifested. So I've done all of this end of December. It's now January. It's like the first week of January, first kind of week back to work. And I remember I kind of came down with a bit of a bang. Like, I had this really low day where I was really struggling. And I was just thinking about this vision of where I want to be. And I want to be so much further in my business. And you know, sometimes we can really get stuck in that. Like, we stop appreciating how far we've come and we're so fixated on the vision. And I was having one of those days where I was not really in a space of gratitude for what I have, for how far I've come, for what's manifested so far. I was really in a space of lack of, but I want this and I want to be there and I'm not there. And I feel bad and I feel in lack and I feel pressure. I need to get there. And I remember voice noting one of my besties and saying how I was feeling. And I was like, I really need to make some moves. Like, I need to do this. I need to do this for work. I need to do some content, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, sis, you know what I'm going to say? Like, we say this to each other all the time. I'll say this to her all the time. But it's a great thing about having aligned friendships is that you need to hear it sometimes. Like, it doesn't matter how much you can say it to someone else. You won't see it when you're stuck in your own mind and in your ego. She was like, you need to surrender. Listen to yourself. You're in this, I need. Is that the place you want to take action from? And I was like, damn, like, she's right. No, this is not where I want to take action from. I could feel the shoulders lifting, my fists clenching. Like, I could feel the tension in my body of, I need to do this. It was coming from this lack energy of, I need to do this so that I can get further because I'm not far enough. It was fear-based. And there was nothing big I was going to do, but it was just like, okay, I need to post about this, or I need to do something like this. It was really not the energy that I like to run my business in and that I usually run my business in. It wasn't coming from fun and inspiration, which is where I do my best work and where I mostly run my business from. It was from force, control, and lack. So I stopped. I let go. I recognized, yeah, finally my ego stepped aside and I was like, okay, wow. Yeah, my higher self was like, yeah, we're not doing this today. We are not doing this. We're not running things from this place. So I looked at everything I do have, and obviously so much magic has manifested. I'm living in Tobago. I'm literally there living in a beach resort. So I put down my laptop, I put on my bikini, and I go enjoy the abundance that does exist. Right? And I know this is sounding very bougie right now, but whatever abundance exists, it doesn't matter whether it's a beach or it's your fucking sofa and your Netflix. It's like, enjoy the freedom that you have, enjoy the abundance that you have. So I stopped, even though my mind has been working overtime, went and sat on the beach and decided we're not doing any work, and I just let go. And then from there, I felt a little bit better. I felt like I was grounding myself a little bit. And then I went and sat and did some journaling. And I was looking at money. And I was journaling on money. And I was like, how can I increase my financial thermostat? That's what I was journaling on. So I wrote down the new minimum that I wanted to have in my life and in my business. The new minimum I wanted to have that represents my next level of growth. And I wrote that down, and I was writing like, what needs to shift? You know, who do I need to be? How do I need to, you know, what do I need to embody? What do I need to release? What do I need to let go of in order to manifest this new minimum and to raise my financial thermostat? And I wrote all these things down, and I had a really clear vision of what it was. What needs to shift? What needs to happen? How can I be that person? How can I embody that person? And it felt good, and I could see like the difference, okay, from where I am now, only a few days into the month, financially, and where I want to be, what my new minimum is, how I'm raising that. I could see, okay, I can see the gap. I can see what I need to do. Obviously, I wasn't worried. I was like, great, we've got a whole month. This is my new level. It represents my next level in business. So I let go. I didn't do any more work. I just had a chill afternoon, journaling, relaxing. Went to bed, woke up the next morning feeling a bit better, and I was just sat on my phone. I remember like opening up my phone. I remember where I was. I was in the hotel lobby. And I was just sat in the like loungy area. I opened up my phone. I'm just like looking through my emails. I think I'd ordered some food or something. And I see an email, and it's from this brand, and it's saying paid opportunity. And I'm like, what? And I like double take, and I like read it. And it's saying we want to speak to thought leaders, want to interview thought leaders for a series that we're doing. And we want to speak to people. We want to speak to experts on manifestation, on this, on that, on that. And we want you to be our manifestation expert. And I was literally like, what? It was like the words in the email were the words from my vision board and from my recent journaling. Keywords, thought leader, expert, like interview, features, collaborations. It was just like, what? In fact, one of my affirmations, and it's in my jar. Actually, my jar's here. I've put a lollipop in it. Isn't it cute? One of the affirmations was, companies, brands, and individuals are keen to hire me for workshops, speeches, columns, and more. And it was like that had literally just come into my inbox, come to me. And I was like, what the heck? And I was reading it, and I was like, this is so strange. This is literally like all the things I've been writing that I want to manifest. And I haven't taken any action, like I haven't reached out to any brands or anything like that. All I've been doing is becoming the person who attracts that. Energetically, taking the aligned action to become it, that person, but not going out there and knocking on 100 doors or doing the, please, can I do this? Please, can I do that? Just becoming the person so that I can magnetize them to me. That's the manifestation way, right? So I'm like, it feels unreal. Then I look at the offer that they're giving me, the pay that they're offering. And it is the exact gap that I worked out the day before that would take me to my new minimum, having raised my minimum. So just this one thing, aside from the fact that obviously I run a business and I'll be selling for the whole month, the next day after doing that exercise, that journaling, I attract this opportunity that is ticking off all these things off my vision board, complete embodiment of all the bold action steps that I've taken, all the coaching I've invested from trusting myself, because I'm like, I'm going there, and this aligns. It lands in my inbox, And they're offering me the exact amount I just journaled was what I needed to attract over the course of a month. I attracted it the next day. It was like this real magic synchronicity kind of moment. And I continue reading, and the dates that they want to film, obviously I'm in Tobago at this time reading this in the hotel lobby in Tobago, are, it says the 25th or the 26th of January. 26th of January is my 30th birthday. The day I start a whole new chapter in my life. Any woman who's just recently turned 30 or is about to turn 30, I'm sure you see it the same. It's a new chapter. It represents this next level. Like in your 20s, you're figuring it out. You're just finding who you are. You're like, you're on this journey. And in your 30s, I know for me, like it feels like I know who I am. I know what I want and I know where I'm going. And it feels like I'm no longer like, of course, like we've always got work to do, but I'm seeing myself. I'm valuing myself. Like I'm a woman now. Like it's this whole different thing. It was really representative of that for me anyway. And then this big next level manifestation comes in and they're offering me the exact amount that I had just journaled the day before I would need to take me to my new level. That was the gap from what I already had so far made that month and what I would need to hit my target. And it's only the first week of Jan. And I'm like, what the hell? And then they're asking to film on the day of my 30th birthday or the last day of my 20s. The last day of the decade that is my 20s. I'm just like, all the synchronicities, all the feelings, like all I can say is like the feelings that were going on inside my body was like an out of body moment. Like it was like a divine moment. It felt like the energies were all conspiring for my benefit. Not only that, but as I said, I'm living in Tobago at this time. I had already booked flights and was going home to land in the UK on the 17th of January. So not only was I going to be in the country, but I was going to be in the country like a week before, plenty of time. I didn't have to book flights or anything or to do this, or I didn't have to turn it down because I wasn't in the country. It all aligned. And considering that at that time, so January this year, if I look back over the past year, I'd been out of the country for 9 of the last 12 months. So what are the chances that I would be in the country on the dates that they wanted to do this and that I would need to be in the country to be a part of it? It was just crazy. You can see I'm like still like, what the hell? Like, how did this happen? It truly felt like this is not just, oh, something happened that I wanted. This is the embodiment of manifestation. So a couple more lessons that I want to sort of share with you from that was like the letting go, the surrendering, deciding to not move forward in that energy. I feel like anytime this happens, like you have a choice to recognize it or not. And I, in the past, would maybe not have recognized it, but through this journey I've been on and becoming like self-confessed manifestation queen, it's all about consciousness. It's all about moving in alignment. So I check myself. And I was able to check myself on that day and recognize, yeah, my friend is right. I probably reach out to her for a reason. I need to let go. I'm trying to force my manifestations right now. And that is not how they come. Your manifestations don't come from control, lack, force. Those are opposite frequencies to abundance. So I let go. I got into receiving mode. And the next day I received this manifestation. That's a huge, huge part. Another part that I want to share in a big lesson was I became that person first. I took the actions that I felt deep inside were right for me. I didn't wait for evidence in the outside world. And this is where so many of us get stuck. We want this vision. We want these things. But we're not willing to take action until we get evidence that it's coming, until something changes. That's not how you manifest. You go first, you be that person, and the world catches up. Your reality catches up. But maybe that's not sexy, that's not comfortable, that's scary, that's uncomfortable, that's asking to bet on yourself. And maybe you don't want to do that. You don't want to bet. You want it just to come to you first, and then you'll go. But that's not how manifestation works. If you want to attract something that's not happening right now. It's not aligned to where you are in your current life. You go first. You take the action to become that version. And then it will catch up. And that's what I did. And I didn't do it from an energy of, okay, if I'm going to do this in the next month, a big opportunity needs to come to me. I honestly was in this space of surrender, of trust. I got to this energy where I was like, I know this life is coming for me. I know that I'm going to continue to expand into this in this way. And I'm going to continue to attract these things into my life. So it doesn't matter when I'm taking these actions. For me, that meant investing in the things I felt the pull in. Because I know that I will get there. I know that these are the right things for me. It's not, I need this now because I want this to happen exactly then. It was, I feel the pull. I want to do this. And I know it's aligned for who I need to be. So I'm taking the action. And then I, by doing that, I had made such a bold statement to the universe. I would not, if I didn't value my value and if I didn't believe that I could have this life and have those opportunities, would I have taken those two steps? Of course not. So by taking those steps, I am saying to the universe through action, not just words, I am going there. I believe in myself. I am worthy of investing this much in myself, of trusting myself, trusting my desires, of doing the things that I want to do. I'm worth investing in. And that is a powerful statement. I truly believe an energetic shift happened when I did those two things at the end of last year. Because aside from this, you know, this big thing that I wanted to manifest, this big interview, so many other things have manifested just in the way I'm running my business, in the way clients are coming to me, the type of clients that are coming to me. It's all, so many little magical shifts are happening. And I truly think that that is because I've made two things, a major energetic shift, an identity shift by making those bold moves, and action. I've also shifted my actions. I've made bold actions. And since then, I've obviously been investing in myself. I've been integrating everything that I've been learning, and I've been shifting to become aligned to that version of myself. And as I always say, your reality will always catch up to that. So I really wanted to share that story because I hope that it can show you, on the one hand, like, take the freaking action. Tough love on yourself. Like, have a conversation with yourself. Sit yourself down and be like, do you know what? I need to take these bold actions. I need to do the things that I know I need to do that I'm putting off because I'm a little bit scared and it's a little bit uncomfortable. Because that's what I did. So on the one hand, I hope this will inspire you to be like, okay, yeah, this is reminding me to see the gaps in my own life and where I'm not doing that and where I'm not embodying that. But on the other hand, it will get you to see, okay, soft love. She can have a really shit day. I can have a shit day like she did, feel like I'm getting nowhere, and the next day my manifestation could land on my doorstep. Faith, trust, giving yourself love and letting go. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you liked my little story time. I hope it maybe lit a bit of a fire in you. And until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye. So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on
to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.